It's the South's biggest deal for AJC podcast listeners. For a limited time, subscribe, and you'll get digital access to the AJC for $1.99 per week. For life, as long as you keep your subscription. That's our sports and politics coverage, breaking news and in-depth investigations, food and dining, and more from AJC.com every day for life. You'll also unlock access to our app, exclusive films, events, and newsletters. Subscribe now by going to AJC.com/start. That's AJC.com/start for new subscribers only.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hi, I'm Bill Rankin with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. In my decades of covering the law and lawyers in Georgia, I've spent an awful lot of time in the dignified chamber of the Georgia Supreme Court. There's a Latin inscription on the marble wall of the court that translates as, "Let justice be done, though the heavens may fall." That, of course, is one of the noblest instincts of our nation. But too often in Georgia's criminal justice system, the heavens fall, and justice has little to do with it. I'm happy to be coming back to you with a new season of Breakdown. Our first episode of Season 4, Murder Below the Netline, will be available on Monday, July 17th. 5 additional episodes will follow each Monday through August 21st. This season, join me on a deep dive of the murder case of Devanya Inman. The homicide in question took place in Adel, a small town far below Georgia's Netline. Donna Brown was the night manager of the local Taco Bell. She was closing up late, planning to take the evening's receipts to the bank. But she didn't even make it to her car. The single mother of a 7-year-old boy drew her last breaths in the parking lot of the Taco Bell. Devanya Inman, sent to Adel from California to stay out of trouble, now found himself charged with murder in the first degree, and the DA decided to go for the death penalty. Now, 20 years after the crime, Devanya Inman still denies he had anything to do with it. He says he's still looking for justice, and he's enlisted some impressive support.
Some of the things that drew me to the case initially were just this lack of evidence. There aren't fingerprints. There isn't video surveillance. Nobody ever found the gun. How could the police possibly put together a case against this individual with such an absence of evidence and simply relying on hearsay to convict a person?
This case haunts me. Probably a couple times a week, something comes up and, you know, somebody's talking about injustice and I'm thinking, oh, you have no idea about injustice. You don't know about Devanya.
You won't believe how many breakdowns occurred in this case. I'll be back on July 17th to talk this over with you in much greater detail. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song and celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents...
Hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop store.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny...
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at ajc.com/hip-hop.
Our journalists at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are working around the clock to keep you updated on all the developments surrounding the Trump indictment. Now the AJC is putting all of our coverage in one place with our new Trump 19 newsletter. Every Wednesday, you'll have our latest coverage and analysis on this historic case in your inbox. So sign up for free today at ajc.com/indictment-newsletter. That's all one word. ajc.com/indictment-newsletter.